James Torpy. Wow, wow, wow. He's the man with the audible touch. A spider's clutch. Why am I singing a James Bond theme about James Torpy right now? It's because I got James Bond on the brain. And if I want James Bond in my ears, I'm sure there's all sorts of Audible book titles over at audible.com. And probably the best way to find them is by heading over to audibletrial.com/B+players. B plus players. That's right. audibletrial.com/B+players.
You're looking for James Bond, Mark?
I'm looking for James Bond.
You want me to tell you what James Bond titles they have?
I would love for you to tell me what James Bond titles they have on audibletrial.com/B+players.
For Your Eyes Only and Other Stories. They got Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
They got Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die. Both of them?
If you want to get on Her Majesty's Secret Service, they got that.
Whose Majesty's? Your Majesty's?
Moonraker's Majesty.
My Majesty's.
Never Dream of Dying, a Raymond Benson.
I fucks with Raymond Benson.
James Bond book.
I fucks with Raymond Benson.
You like The Spy Who Loved Me?
I loved it.
They got that book.
They got it?
It's not like the movie, really, but they got it.
The Spy Who Loved Me or The Spy Who Loved James Bond?
Who's to say, really?
Who knows who the spy
is loved
loving.
A lot of spies in those movies. I bet and books.
I bet he's loved a lot of spies, and I bet you guys are going to love all the James Bond novels and everything else available right now at audible.com. And head on over to audibletrial.com/B+players to get a free month and access to over, how many is it, James? It's like 200,000.
I believe it's 7 trillion titles at this point.
7 trillion? That's almost a Googleplex worth of titles.
It's over, so many titles.
Over at audibletrial.com/B+players, a free month and access to over every title, everything.
Solid, like, infinity. Definitely more than 7 books.
More than
7. More than 7.
More than
007,
you'd say.
Oh.
More than 007? Head on over audibletrial.com/B+players. Help support the show and get a free month of access to the number one audio service in the world. The following program is brought to you by B+ Player Radio. The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests therein and do not necessarily reflect the views of this network, our affiliates, or our sponsors. For more information, please visit us on Facebook and Twitter at B+ Radio. And now,
it's showtime, folks!
Hi, I'm Sammy the Bull, and welcome to A Drink with Gina.
You want me to start talking? You might as well just fucking hit the erase button now so don't waste another fucking hour of my goddamn life.
Hold on, let me stop it and save it.
Motherfucker.
Jesus, man.
What do you hear? What do you say? I guess I have to say that again because I said it about an hour ago when we recorded the first time.
Yikes.
With my wonderful producer, Johnny Bacala.
What's up, bro? I figured out the problem.
What, you?
Yeah.
You're the problem.
I'm not drinking.
You're not drinking.
That's
why are you not drinking? It's a drink with Gino. It's a gimmick.
I had water.
Oh. There's no gas in the tank, so how do you expect the car to run?
I'm just not drinking for a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do me a favor. Don't talk to me for a month.
All right.
So I don't want to talk to Big Johnny Bacala today, so we got his twin cousin, Yoandi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Yoandi.
Hey, Yoandi.
Hello, everybody.
Hey. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And then we have a special guest.
Who's this guy?
A special guest in the studio.
Who is this guy?
This little guy over here.
Who is this
guy?
Hi. This is Kid Christian.
Who?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kid Christian.
Uncle G.
Right off of the short bus, straight from camp in elementary school. Hey, little guy, how are you?
Great. How are you, Uncle G?
I guess there's no school tomorrow.
There is none, especially in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. Oh, ding. Ring a bell. Ring the bell.
Oh, man. Wait,
ring a bell.
Do we have a bell?
Ding.
What do you have against Philadelphia?
Ding. Oh, I don't like Philly.
Why not?
Disgusting.
What's wrong with
Gross.
Philadelphia?
Gross. Dirty.
Do you know what was in Philadelphia this past weekend?
Huh?
Do you know what was in Philadelphia this past weekend?
I believe the Royal Rumble.
Don't yell at me.
Hey, I'm not. I don't, said that calmly. I said that smooth.
Don't yell at me.
Come on.
Don't yell at me.
Come on.
I will bitch slap you back to Africa.
Come on. That's Virgil over here.
Virgil, ladies and gentlemen, Casey Navarro, who has hit puberty and he is now graduated from Kid Christian.
Yep.
Has brought his entourage with him.
I brought Stewie Griffin, actually.
You brought Stewie Griffin?
Yes.
Where is he?
Ew, hello, nice to meet you.
You brought a black dude that does an impression of a British white cartoon baby.
Yes, I did.
February.
That is right.
That
Black History Month, ladies and gentlemen.
February, you do your people proud.
It's a month of love.
That's right.
So what's Virgil's which Virgil's real name over here? Not real name.
Real shoot name. Gimmick? What are we talking?
Give me his half a gimmick name because he's not
half a gimmick.
Because he's not a real wrestler.
This is JJ. I call him JJ Consequences Creed Adams, but
that's because you're racist.
That's right. I'm actually not.
Can Puerto Ricans be racist?
No.
I'm not, well, he's Puerto, not Puerto Rican. I am Dominican Italian, but Dominican. We move on.
Can Mexicans
is
be
that
racist?
Is that a new country?
Dominican Italian?
Italy?
It's an island.
It is.
Dominican Italian?
It's an island right next to Greece.
It's one of a kind.
Oh, is that Sicily?
Sicily, yeah.
Did they rename it to Dominican?
Dominican Italian?
Italian.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
See, what had happened was the Sicilians...
Apparently, I'm a Dominican Italian.
No.
This
is a millennial thing. The Sicilians, they started fucking the goats and out popped Dominicans. So that's where that came from. it's all right.
Ow.
Ow, right in your pooper, little guy. So... Speaking of poopers and the toilet bowl of America.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
I was trying to see where the transition was going to.
Yeah. We're talking about shit. We're talking about Philadelphia. And the Royal Rumble was in Philadelphia. Yo, Andy, me and you went to the Royal Rumble last week. We didn't. We went to Raw 25. I just like to pretend we went to the Rumble because
how was that?
It was fucking awful.
On the car ride there, Gino turns to me and is like, this could be either really good or really bad. And we're like, it has to be good. It has to be good.
Right.
It has to be good.
Terrible.
Awful.
Well, the first like 5-10 minutes, you're like, all right, this is actually going to be really
Austin
good.
Austin comes out. You hear the glass, whatever. But imagine we were at the Manhattan Center.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Oh, so you guys were in Brooklyn.
We were in Brooklyn. Yes, if I was in the Manhattan Center, it would have...
Right.
I would have burned the building down to the
like
ground.
Philly.
No, I would have succeeded.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Philly's still standing. There would have been no Manhattan Center. Ring of Honor would have had to find a new building to run in March because that place would be ashes. Just dust. Burnt it to the ground.
And still would have looked better than Philly.
And it still would have looked better than Philly and had a more of an income and a higher class of people. And by people, I mean cockroaches running around the dust of the center who are higher class people.
So the Royal Rumble.
The Royal Rumble, I was right. Nakamura, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes.
He won the Rumble.
Yes.
He goes on to WrestleMania.
Good call.
For the dream match.
Good call.
That man. I personally can't wait for Nakamura versus AJ Styles.
Everybody sitting at this table happy with that result?
Is everybody?
Oh, definitely. Why are you excited for the match?
Because it's a dream match, and it's something that I've looked forward to my whole life. Because the AJ Styles, I'm bullshitting you right now. I have no idea what to expect because...
It's unpredictable. Their last match was unpredictable.
Did you see their last match?
No, actually, Virgil was telling me about it.
Oh, yeah? What did he tell you about it?
You know, you just never know who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to leave you at the end like, oh, my God, I can't believe that person just won.
Who did win?
Nakamura.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
What happened at the end of that match?
He
hit the finish, but yep. What transpired after the bell?
Hey, look, man, I did not watch the match. It was my buddy Virgil over here. He watched it.
Virg, do you remember what happened? Virg, it's funny. We got Virgil and the Virgin.
You're an asshole.
So, JTG, do you remember what happened?
John's not laughing.
JTG's a black wrestler.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Okay. Huh? What are we laughing at, guys?
All right. Bad News Brown. What happened after the match in Japan? Do you remember what happened to AJ Styles?
I honestly don't remember.
I hate all of you fucking millennial mark pieces of shit. You just threw up the fucking Bullet Club sign before.
You can follow me on Twitter at KC Russells.
Is it K period C Russells? Or is it...
No.
No? What is it? KC?
K, capital K, capital C, lowercase WRESTLES. That's right. I spelled it right. You can't correct me now.
I swear to God, for the rest of your life, every tweet you put out, I'm going to print, take a red marker, correct every piece of grammar. Then, at your funeral, I'm going to proceed to read the 1,000-page transcript of all the grammar mistakes you made in your life.
So the Royal Rumble.
Oh.
Back to Nakamura.
Nakamura.
Back to your Philly rant.
Back to my
Yeah, where do we start? With the Nakamura?
Nakamura. Yeah, Nakamura won.
Dream match.
Dream match, AJ.
Very cool.
Cool thing. What was your best memory about the men's Royal Rumble? Yandy. Okay, smokes too much weed. Casey Navarro, what is your biggest memory about the men's Royal Rumble?
Men's Royal Rumble. Rey Mysterio's return.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. All right. I think he actually looked better now than he did prior to leaving.
Oh, what version of Rey Mysterio are they on?
He went topless. He showed off everything. He wasn't wearing topless. He was shirted before. Shirted?
Yeah. He was wearing a shirt, yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he like cloned like 5 times, this guy?
No, that's Ultimate Warrior.
No, that's you just because he's Dominican, like Christian. That's why
you just think because he wears a mask, it might be a different guy.
No, not that. He's been around for about 50 years.
He's not been around that long.
He looked great, though.
Ray looked
amazing. You think he signs?
He started in ECW, and then he took a break for a couple of years, and then he came to SmackDown finally, and made a name for himself.
Hey, Google.
Do you have a Google How down old here?
I do, actually. It's all the way in the corner over there.
Google. Is it that little black thing over there?
Yes.
Oh, that's your friend.
Oh! Hey, now!
I'll take that.
Hello. Welcome to the jungle.
Wow. Black History Month. Welcome, February.
Oh, this is why Martin Luther King marched on Washington.
That was a good one. Huh? Wow. What?
Hey, Google.
Oh, man.
Okay. Why do you need Google if you have a Rumble. Fucking... Actually, you know what?
No, don't touch the computer.
Don't fucking touch it.
We don't want to lose this again, man.
Yeah, because the little guy's got to go to bed soon.
I have a bedtime still.
Yeah, it's fucking...
I only got an extra 30 minutes.
All right. What about the Mandalorian Mysterio? I like that John Cena was acting like, I don't even want to talk about it again. John Cena, bad guy, marching around all the veterans. It was pretty cool. Bada bing, bada boom. Women's Royal Rumble.
Nice.
Yandy, give me something.
Ronda at the end.
She wasn't in the Rumble, though.
Oh, at the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, in the Rumble. What stood out about in the Rumble, in the Women's Rumble?
I guess
the
women's Lita's moonsault.
Lita, what about it?
Lita going up top and hitting the moonsault with two people. Looked like she was going to fuck up and kill herself.
She always looked like she was going to fuck up and kill herself. Do you remember?
She still got it.
Do you remember how Lita broke her neck?
With Trish? With that falling out of the ring?
No, that wasn't it.
How?
She broke it on fucking Dark Angel doing a Hurricanrana.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, Dark Angel was a television show on Fox featuring Jessica Alba.
Okay.
And it was the best show ever produced on primetime television.
Probably. So why isn't it around anymore?
See, what had happened was Trump.
Trump.
Yeah.
Trump.
Trump.
The Apprentice?
Donald?
Yeah, the Donald.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Donald was racist because I think Jessica Alba has some Dominican in her. And
what?
Yeah.
What? Dominican Italian?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is from where I'm from.
Right off the coast of Sicily.
Right off, gotcha.
Amazing.
Did I make the goat joke in this one or the last one?
The goat joke.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
No.
That was right before I think we went live.
So, like, where Dominicans come from? The Sicilians fucking the goats and now pops the Dominican? Did I say that one yet?
Hello.
So funny.
Yeah, so funny, buddy.
Okay.
So Asuka won the Women's Rumble, and then
awesome. So two Asians.
Happy Chinese History
New
Year.
Chinese New Year.
It's the year of the dog, but they're Japan, so it's not they even a the thing. Dog. They yeah. Ronda Rousey came out after the Rumble.
Not impressed.
Number 30.
No.
After
number 31.
How come she wasn't in it?
Because it wouldn't have been fair if she just came in and dominated everybody, because she is better than every single female on the roster.
Okay, fair enough.
So gotcha. Where do you think? Where do you think now she goes, or to who?
Raw, SmackDown, NXT.
The match I want to see is Ronda versus Charlotte, and then for Ronda to pretty much have that title for a year, and then Charlotte can come next year, and they can do the whole underdog Rocky story. I want to see the tag team.
Do you think she works like a Lesnar schedule, where she's there three pay-per-views a year or more?
I mean, I wouldn't have her wrestle more than that.
So you have her wrestle at WrestleMania.
She can come in and be like...
And then the major pay-per-view.
I want to see her be Stephanie McMahon's bodyguard or a Paul Heyman girl.
But then who's going after Steph? Or she's just with Steph?
She's like, just with Steph. That's it. Steph can do anything she wants because she's got the baddest woman on the planet.
She's commissioner. She could push her. She could say, you know what?
But what tag team match can they do those two together versus who else? What other tag team?
Well, they set it up at 30 with The Rock. Rock Ronda versus Triple H. But
no, but I'm just talking about women's tag team matches. I'm sorry. I'm just speaking as not a fan of wrestling, not knowing what's going on. But how about them two against like another two chicks?
What two?
I don't know.
Ooh, Ronda.
Are there any
good... What two chicks? I don't know.
Like, pick two.
I was silent over
two
here.
Pick two good ones.
I don't know. Like Trish Stratus and Lita or something.
Yeah, there you go.
No, you got to show Ronda is unstoppable. I wouldn't. You think that will be Asuka's first loss? You set those two up for the belt maybe after she beats Charlotte, but then she can't. She jumps to another show.
That's what you do. You take a page out of the greatest wrestler of all time's book.
Dusty
Christian.
Rhodes.
Nope. Dusty Rhodes is the second most recognizable athlete in the world, baby. Christian, we've gone through this. Who is the greatest wrestler of all of the times? And if you don't give me the answer I'm looking for, I'm going to choke you out. Don't look over there.
Is that him coming out right
now? Nope, sure not.
Oh.
You sure?
I'm positive.
It's not Hogan?
It's not Hogan.
Oh.
It's not Ric Flair?
It's not Ric Flair.
Woo. Cena? I'm too young for this, man.
You're not. We've had this talk. I've choked you out with his move.
Oh. Taz
is the greatest professional fighter on the planet.
It is Taz.
According to this show.
And this show is basically like the wrestling Bible in audiobook.
Okay, gotcha.
If you were to write a Bible about wrestling, it would pretty much be transcribed from my words. Like, who was the dude that held up the two bricks with like the commandments on them?
You.
No, like the guy.
Moses.
Was that Moses?
Moses.
Okay.
Moses.
So if there was a wrestling Moses.
That wasn't Moses?
Moses.
It wasn't Moses?
Was it?
I don't fucking know.
Didn't he talk?
Hey, go.
Virgil, hey, do you go to a Pentecostal church or something like that? Who was the guy?
With the Ten Commandments?
Like the one Shaq went to in Blue Chicks.
Pretty sure it was Moses.
Yeah, the Ten Commandments. Who held the two stones up?
Fuck.
I don't know.
All right, we're going to call that him. We're going to call him Jim. Like, if there was a wrestling gym that had the two stones that had the Ten Commandments on them,
right?
Those would be my words.
Okay, gotcha.
All right? Where was I going with that?
I have no fucking
idea. Taz. We were talking about Taz.
Taz. Yeah. Suplexes.
So the greatest storyline ever was Taz versus Sabu.
Okay.
They hated each other's guts. They were one and two, the top two guys in ECW, and they didn't touch for an entire year. I had a whole feud, a blood feud, where there was no match, there was no fight. They did not...
Not even in the ring.
They
where
did
they
not get at each other for a year. That's some fucking anticipation.
Yeah.
So if you have Ronda with one title, beating every bitch's bloody path,
I like that.
And if you have Asuka beating every other bitch on SmackDown for a year,
either, it doesn't matter.
Up to WrestleMania next year?
Leading up to WrestleMania next year, the two undefeated psychos that are unbeatable
finally collide.
I just sold you a whole pay per view. That's it.
Wow.
There you go.
That's it.
That's good.
I'm good. Sign me the fuck up.
Wow.
That's right.
I don't understand why you're not a writer.
I do. I mean, I do.
You do?
You have no
I what?
Prior experience.
I have plenty of experience.
So then why don't you fucking apply?
You apply for what?
Yeah, you could really like work.
You could really work.
Right, work. That's my new word.
That's in the previous recording, we taught John what the word work was, but but he deleted it, which I guess is a work because he did it on purpose.
Come on. I feel like we have to wrap it up soon just in case this deletes again.
So I can save it.
So anyway.
Christian.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a second opportunity.
No, I don't want another chance.
Can you explain what a work is to John?
I don't want another chance. Nope.
You can't explain what a work is to John.
It was trying to get your exact words. A predetermined.
One more word.
Out.
It's a compound outcome. Word. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I get like a round of applause? There. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
There we go.
I did it.
There we go.
Good job.
Talking finally have done it.
Hooked on phonics.
So
worked
I feel like you could work really well with writing.
It didn't. No. Not. No.
I don't know how to use this word.
Yeah. You don't know how to use this
not,
word
no,
at all.
Not at all.
You'll get what it means. Get
I'll tell you how to use this word.
Go ahead.
The Super Bowl this year was a work.
Gotcha.
Because the Philadelphia filthy Eagles, the dirtiest bird on the planet.
Disgusting.
Disgusting yes. animal.
Disgusting.
I can't wait till it's extinct like the people of Philadelphia. What? What do you, what? Why are you looking at me like that?
No.
With your little
that is America's bird.
That is America's right. bird.
But the Cowboys are America's team.
Do you know what America's bird is?
What?
This, right here. Uh-huh. Where's your live? That's America's bird right there. All six of Christian's fans
there was
over
a lot
there.
More. Actually, it's eight now.
It's eight now.
There was a lot more before.
Is Sherry there?
Who? Jerry.
Sherry.
Jerry. Was Jerry there?
Jerry.
Jerry?
So yeah, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Blah blah blah. Unfortunately, they didn't succeed in burning down the rest of their city.
Not yet. Wait till Thursday.
Is that when the parade is?
Yep, Thursday. Wait till Thursday. See what happens.
I thought it was tomorrow.
Thursday.
No, really?
Well, actually, Christian, he's weather. Kind of right because in podcast up. Land, tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Oh, really?
If it comes out tomorrow and tomorrow's Wednesday, then tomorrow would be Thursday.
Okay, yeah.
But
yeah.
like today, tomorrow is Wednesday, today, but tomorrow is uh-huh. Thursday. So you were right tomorrow, but not today. You feel me, dog?
Yeah, I feel you.
You feel me knocking?
Tomorrow's knocking. Today.
Well, let me in.
Okay.
Thursday, tomorrow. is the that's the parade.
So we need a game plan.
So that's part two of burning down the city.
We need a game plan.
Because they weren't able to successfully do it.
How
in
do
one
we,
night.
How so do we as Americans.
Have chance at this.
Like, we are New Jersey. We are frontline. Number one, Operation Human Shield. Sorry, Virgil. We are on the front line of the war with Philadelphia. How do we, as America, it's our American duty to help Philadelphia wipe themselves off the planet. How do we help? Do we give them fireworks? Do we light torches
they
for
have
them?
Fireworks.
Have a multi-day parade.
A multi-day
parade.
How do we
celebrate four
you have,
days.
You have the 76ers, the Eagles, the Flyers, and the Phillies all win in the same
God,
year.
The quadfector.
That's what you do, the quadfector.
Hey, that's a good idea if you want to get rid of Philly.
Oh, just
we'll start a purge.
Rig all sports.
Purge.
Philadelphia if you want to get rid of
that. See, that's a good idea. If we do a citywide showing of the Purge trilogy,
yes.
that'll get them all hyped up.
Let's start here.
And then
right
when
here?
Yeah.
See, and, you like that
one. Philly.
And then we'll start.
Let's kill each other.
Yeah. And then we'll play the Rocky theme music while like and like you know like for all their alarms. You guys are tech people. We'll take all their phone alarms is now going to be the Rocky theme song. They're going to get up and they're just going to start fighting each other. That's it.
I like it.
Yeah, we're gonna and we'll feed them something where everybody they look at looks like Ivan Drago, so they're pissed because they yeah.
It's like a bull seeing red.
Yeah, and that's it. And then. And then, Andy, you had a theory about the zombie apocalypse.
The guy who ate the horse shit.
He literally ate horse shit.
Jesus.
What in the world? Okay, Christian, Andy, John, Virgil. Besides getting, like, you know, your ration of land and, like, a sheep or something for, like, the trouble we've caused, what would make you so happy? So celebratory that you would literally eat horse shit?
Two chicks at the same time.
Would you eat horse shit for two chicks?
Two cups. Two chicks, one cup.
No, John. What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
What? Two chicks? I heard two chicks.
Are you too old enough for that? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know.
Don't Google that, people. Don't Google that.
Well, that's what this guy did. This guy ate horse shit.
Just because they won.
But my question to you is, what in the world could make you so happy that you would literally eat horse shit?
I don't think it's really happy. I think it's knowing that you live in Philadelphia.
It's probably the best thing you got around.
And everything they eat is shit.
It's this or shit. A cheesesteak.
See, Christian makes a valid... See, I think he got a little smarter the second recording because now he's making some valid points because...
The cheesesteaks are shit. They're always eating shit.
A Philadelphia cheesesteak pretty much tastes like horse shit because do you know what the secret ingredient to a Philadelphia cheesesteak is?
Horse shit.
Horse shit.
Horse shit and cheese whiz.
Yeah.
Which, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Cheese I think whiz. That's Spanish.
It's not. It's Dominican. When it's cheese whiz with like pimentos in it. That's what makes it Dominican.
What makes it Dominican Italian is the horse shit.
On garlic bread.
It has to be on garlic bread.
It's got to be on garlic bread.
Or else it ain't real.
Have you ever had a chicken parm on a garlic bread?
No.
No.
Have you? You've had this?
Whoa!
You know,
You're blowing my mind, right?
Whoa. It's such a simple thing. Somebody at work said that to me. They're like, "Oh yeah, we're going to what's? Oh, do you have the chicken parm with the garlic bread?" I said, "What the fuck did you just say to me? Like you've never had that?" I'm like, "I feel like an asshole because I'm saying no to you right now." Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like
how did I
you
not
have to make this?
But like, I feel like I've been sitting at a dinner table with chicken parm on one plate and probably a side of garlic bread on the other, and not one of us. And Christian, you can attest to this. Like, there's some large people at this table.
Yeah.
How has none of us put that together and put it in our mouth at the same time? There's people literally eating horse shit. But we can't put a chicken parm on some garlic bread. I'm embarrassed.
That's embarrassing.
I'm going to try that, though.
Right?
That does sound good.
I wonder if you tell that to a restaurant now. Like, you go to any other pizza shop, you say, hey, let me get a chicken parm sub, but can you make that with... You know, garlic bread as that. I wonder if they'll
two things will
you.
Happen. They'll throw you out.
They'll fuck it up.
Or they'll praise you. Like
they might give you a side of garlic bread.
They'll charge you $4 for
for two garlic knots. Oh, you said garlic. This is bread. This is garlic bread.
At Cucina, we used to have the grilled chicken on a garlic knot, and I still never thought about having a chicken parm on the garlic knot. Motherfucker. How the fuck did we get to garlic knots?
I don't Philly know. Eating horse shit.
Eating horse shit.
So back to Philly being wiped off the face of the planet.
Please,
I'm going to need new material now. Like it's a good thing I'm retired because if I ever had to go down to Philadelphia again and abuse these people, I need new material. It's like I always told them that they're not even important enough to have a terrorist attack because if Kim Jong-un and... You know, all the rest of those guys, if they dropped a bomb on the Liberty Bell and took everybody in Philadelphia out,
no one care.
I think everybody would go to work the next day. There wouldn't be like a Facebook cover photo. Nobody would pray for
Philly. There wouldn't
Philly.
Be that date. Like,
ribbon.
2718.
No. That's it.
Like, people will be like disgusting. In like North Korea, like, oh, thanks for keeping our environment green. Right.
It's like it's like nobody was rooting against the Patriots. Everybody was rooting for Philadelphia because win or lose, we knew that they were going to destroy their city. A natural selection would take over and just destroy them and take them out.
That is the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Makes sense. Oh,
so in 2028, when I run for president, this will be the catalyst. Of my election.
Got my vote.
Yep. Are you not going to visit
vote
Philly?
For Uncle Gino.
Uncle Gino. After President Johnson, Dwayne.
The Rock.
Rocky, as I call him.
You'll be in his cabinet, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I'll be Secretary of Defense.
Yep.
First line right here.
Yep.
Ain't nobody. I am the head of security.
I feel like he'll be the first president to take on that title as well as a presidency.
Rock's just going to take everything.
Just everything because he's The Rock.
Yep. Right.
Well, no, I got this.
Trump and King Jong Bingong, they had the fight over whose button was bigger. The Rock would probably just FaceTime him and go ahead. Come on.
Do it.
What are you going to do? Tell you what. You wait right there. I'm going to hop on Air Force One. I'll meet you there. Don't move. Settle then we'll talk about. All right?
Rock
then we'll bottom. See what you got to say.
Rock bottom, people's elbow.
If you smell, With The Rock.
Well, President Rock is
President Johnson. President Johnson.
President Johnson. President Johnson. Funny.
All right.
All right. Yep. Good stuff.
So, I do want to. There is one good thing in Philadelphia.
What?
The Eastern State Penitentiary during Halloween?
No, that is the most overrated piece of garbage attraction I've ever seen in my life.
It's not that bad.
It is bad.
Not that bad.
No, it's bad.
It's bad after you go another time. Like you go
I feel,
the first
like,
time
I feel like you don't even have to go there during Halloween. Just walk through the city. Like,
yeah, just walk through the city of Philadelphia. Yeah,
it's
just
true. It's Halloween every day there.
Yeah, I mean, just a bunch of freaks.
You can go there.
Fools.
Go there now.
Yeah.
And walk the streets. God.
So, to my surprise...
What's actually good over there?
Looks like
Please.
The Walking Dead.
To my, I don't know why it's located in Philadelphia, but the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is in Philly. I mean, they couldn't have put it somewhere else? Like, I guess the real estate probably cost the least.
Right.
And it's a big enough building that, you know, the horseshit hers and the
horseshit eaters,
the horseshit eaters and the people that jump off of hotels and they don't even catch their brethren and they're flipping Priuses because they can't even flip real cars.
Setting fire, blowing them up.
My god! So, where was the Royal Rumble this past?
Philadelphia.
Unfortunately, Philadelphia.
Unfortunately.
Pennsylvania.
So the Hospital of Philadelphia.
Hospital of Philadelphia. Thank you for keeping me on track here. Bailey.
There ain't no stopping us.
In her visit to Philadelphia, I can't blame her. She didn't want to be out in the streets. So she did what any smart person would do. She went to the hospital and she visited my little buddy, Sammy. Bailey is her number two hero in life. Her number one being...
Gino.
That's me. And Bailey visited her. There wasn't any pomp and circumstance. I know, big word for you. It's okay.
Very big.
There wasn't any media. There wasn't any glitz and glamour. It wasn't a publicity stunt. She did it out of the goodness of her heart. She was just awesome. She came and she brought her a title belt. Not like the fake plastic shit that you buy. Like, it was like the real, like, replica one, and it was signed by all the women.
Which one? Raw?
The Raw one. Raw. And it was signed by all the Raw women and for Carmella for some odd reason.
She was there.
Just one SmackDown.
I didn't ask Sammy if Carmella wrote her phone number on it for me, because I'm pretty sure that's why she wrote the number.
She was there. She knew that you were involved.
Yeah, and she Carmella probably, it was like a, hey, is that going? And then she knows, so let me write, and then the number's on the back, and for me, that's probably why she did that. So thank you to Bailey.
Good on Bailey.
Yep. Do you have homework, little man? I wrote an article on PW Insider. Thank you for Michael Johnson.
Oh, that's awesome.
For doing that. You can go read it.
I will try.
I want a 3-page book report on the 4-paragraph article I wrote. Okay.
I do like the Sammy Strong bracelet you got on.
I do.
More.
The whole time.
Do you have more?
Do you?
Could we donate?
I expect.
Could you plug something for her?
How many plug your... Yes, I'm sorry, you're being good. there are no more bracelets per se right now, but we are in the process of making new ones.
Okay.
All right.
Pins, too?
What do you want?
Pin?
Pins?
Like a pin.
You want a pin?
Like a pin. Pin. Like on my hat. Pin?
Pin. What's on your hat? A pin?
A pro wrestling tees pin.
Pin.
Pro wrestling, do they sponsor you or something?
No.
No, so what the fuck are you doing, doing some fucking pub.
I don't know, but I really like that bracelet though.
It's all right, colorful. So yeah, we're like gonna get. It's nice. It's got the Sammy Strong and the Disney font, and it's fucking rainbow. And I gotta stop cursing because you know whatever, she's probably listening, but it's okay. But yeah, during the break, there's
cool
gonna
Bailey,
be Bailey. There's t-shirts. Bailey wore one of the Sammy Strong t-shirts to the Royal Rumble. She had this bracelet on. During the match.
Really?
Yes. Bailey was really cool. Sammy loved it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was like tears of joy.
Very,
it was
very, very cool.
And she was in pain a lot that week and just, you know, something like that. She was fucking happy all day. So
how do you get like her involved in maybe like Connor's Cure or something like that?
Pretty.
Could that happen?
They're aware of it. Connor's Cure is aware.
Shit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So the next.
That's Mania, right? They do that at Mania?
Yeah, the Hall of Fame. So the next, I guess, the thing with the thing, and I'm making the hand motion, the next...
WrestleMania.
No, the next, like...
Hall of Fame.
No, but like...
Pay-per-view?
No, like the next...
Raw? What the fuck?
The next task, like the next thing we want to do is get this chick, like, the Warrior Award.
Okay.
Right?
That's what I meant with Conor's Cure. Is that right, the same thing?
They started it, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know. But
that'd be cool. So what do you have to do for that?
I guess get Stephanie's attention. So I guess you Twitter people out there, and Christian, you tell your Twitter people out there. Are there still six people on your
live? There's actually four now.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that's our time for today. Thank you. No, I'm going to take another minute because...
Oh, shit, it's erased.
Fuck you.
No, not yet. Not yet, but...
Why, did you put another fucking timer on the thing?
No. No, there's no timer on it. Just... come on. I get scared.
So, people on Twitter, do me a favor. Tweet something. Hashtag Sammy Strong at... Dana Warrior, Stephanie McMahon, Conor's Cure, WWE, and just let's fucking berate them so they have to.
Man.
During the break, there'll be a commercial. I forgot her name. Christine? I think her name's Kristen. You'll hear her. She's talking about where you can order the black Sammy Strong shirts that Bailey was wearing. Whoa. All the proceeds go to her and her family, but you listen to that because you don't remember things. So, from one strong chick to another, we lead us into this week's glorious.
Glorious.
No, you don't say it over. You no. Oh. You don't do that.
You looked at me. At
take two.
Don't you don't do that.
Okay, go ahead.
Take two.
Fucking children. You fucking ADD medicine.
Glorious.
Glorious. You don't do that. This week's glorious. Glorious. Tomato of the week. See, then you don't talk. I literally pointed at you. All right.
I'll get it next time.
After we say the word and then the song plays,
right?
Then you say tomato of the week.
Okay, fine. Come on. Let's do it.
All right?
Let's do it. Take two.
Okay. This week's...
tomato of the week. Come on. You're all right, take five.
So, like, when the promoter says, hey, Christian, you have 8 to 10, and you take 20, you come in the back and say, what the fuck are you talking about? So, this week's glorious...
glorious tomato of the week.
Got it.
Thank God. In honor of February, Black History Month. I forgot what it was.
Very good. Shortest month.
In honor of... this is the most beautiful African-American woman... in professional wrestling today. Christian, who am I talking about?
You're talking about Brandi Rhodes.
The American Nightmare's wife, Brandi Rhodes. Congratulations. You are this week's glorious...
glorious!
Tomato of the week.
Fucking hate you. After these messages, we'll be right back. No, that's the Fox. We're going to come up. You're going to hear a commercial with the thing. And then you're going to hear... you're a little young, so you probably don't know. In like the early 2000s, there was a gimmick where this fake brand called WCW invaded WWE. I know, it's weird.
Women Crush Wednesday?
I don't know what it was. But there were all these like loser wrestlers, like B-Squad type of people that invaded WWE. And they called themselves WCW Stable. And my good friend, CPA... He got a lot of concussions, and he thinks that this is a real thing. And what we're going to do is have story time with CPA, WCW, Myths, Fables, and Beyond. And then we'll come back, and we'll do some more stuff.
Okay.
Sounds good.
You want a transition word or something?
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing the music right now.
Yeah, you got it. Oh, yeah, we're already in it?
Yeah. I'm gonna put it
song,
now.
Oh, I love this song.
Wait, you have to change.
I love this song. This is the best song ever.
I can't even feel the song.
It's like, it's
great selection.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. My name is Katie, and I'm talking to all of you today to promote Sammy Strong. After learning about Sammy and how she is such an amazingly strong young woman, I was inspired and created t-shirts to fundraise money for her battle with cancer. The logo contains the ribbon showing our support, while the gold coloring represents childhood cancer. The ears on top represent Sammy's strength of spirit. She is such an amazing role model, and I'm honored to know her story and to help spread awareness. If you'd like to help, you can purchase a shirt at troop32.scoutsprout.com. Each shirt costs $20, and this includes shipping and handling. All revenue will be given to Sammy and her family. Sales close on February 24th. Thank you and have an amazing night.
Hello everyone, this is the Abominable CPA, and thank you for joining me once again on another edition of WCW Saturday Night Special, or whatever Gino feels like calling it tonight. This week, we'll be investigating and taking a deep look at the legend known as Renegade. In early 1995, heading into Uncensored 1995 in March, Jimmy Hart and Hulk Hogan promised there would be an unveiling of an ultimate surprise. Now, for those of you sharp-eared wrestling fans, or even dull-eared at that, you can probably guess that at this point, being that he had no allegiances to any wrestling promotions other than a few sporadic appearances in smaller places such as American Wrestling Federation and so on, they're probably hinting that Ultimate Warrior, Hogan's former arch nemesis in WWF for a brief period of time, was going to be making his big debut. And since WCW had been kind of gobbling up all the big name guys they could in an effort to take Vince McMahon and the WWF down, this seemed pretty plausible at the time. So here we go. It's WCW Uncensored 1995, and the ultimate surprise comes running down the entranceway. Now, here's the thing. WCW was not really known for their production qualities, despite the fact that they were something of a child company of Turner Broadcasting stations. But they were never really known. They were usually known as kind of second tier to the WWE's very, very crisp and high quality production values. But WCW filmed it in such a way that you and I legitimately thought that the one and only Ultimate Warrior was running down to the ring to save his former opponent, Hulk Hogan, from the evil clutches of guys like Vader and Ric Flair. As it turns out, it was not Ultimate Warrior. It was just some guy with an aura painted on his face who kind of looked like Ultimate Warrior if he had spent an hour or two in the dryer. Be that as it may, shortly after that, Renegade adopted Hulk Hogan's manager Jimmy Hart as his own manager, and Jimmy Hart took him to such great heights as defeating Arn Anderson, the legendary Arn Anderson, the Horseman Arn Anderson, the Enforcer Arn Anderson, for the WCW television title at Great American Bash 1995. Although Renegade would go on to lose the title a few months later to Diamond Dallas Page at Fall Brawl, Renegade would, you know, keep some sort of facade of a big run. You know, he had a few little victories on WCW Saturday Night, made the occasional appearance on WCW Nitro. Other than that, kind of fell into obscurity after that, and unfortunately remained there for the remainder of his life. And but I think what we can take away from this is that seriously, go back and watch WCW Uncensored 1995 and tell me that guy doesn't look like Ultimate Warrior running down the ramp, because it does. It does. It just does. At any rate, that'll be this week's episode of WCW Saturday Night Special. Stay fetch, and here's Gino to probably make up a really bad name for this week's episode and try to tell you that everything I just said was false. Well, it's not, Gino. God damn it, it's not.
And I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black, I'm blacker than black.
Happy February, a little throwback from CB Foul. This is also older than my special guest today, KC Navarro.
Hi.
Little nephew Christian, formerly Kid Christian.
Hi, Uncle Gino.
How you doing, guy?
I'm good.
I guess this is the point in the show where we have to talk about you.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you, I've heard through the grapevine that, you know, you do all these interviews all the time because, you know, you're big time now.
No.
And you do a lot of questions, a lot of Q&As, and that is the reason why literally nobody on social media asked you a question.
Yeah, because I go live and I do Q&As and stuff.
What's your most asked question that you are sick of answering by now?
Am I ever coming back to GTS?
Are you ever coming back to GTS?
Probably not.
That's probably a good idea because GTS is the worst piece of shit on the planet.
I mean, it's fun. I did have fun when I was there. It's just that, like, you know, I don't want to destroy my body and wrestle there when I should save my body and do it for, you know, the bigger shows and stuff. So,
how old are you now?
18.
How old are you when you started? And I swear to God, if you bring up that backyard bullshit, I will snap your neck right now and your career will be over.
No, no. I was 15 years of age when I walked into Pro Wrestling Syndicate on May 4th, 2015.
Oh, wow. Right in time for my birthday. My birthday is the 6th of May.
Oh.
So, wow, that was kind of a slap in the face for my birthday, huh? Just kind
Happy birthday.
Fucked my life up for the past 3 years.
What a dick.
What a dick. So, what made you walk into the PWS Dojo, as it was called, at 15 years old?
Well, when I was about 13, 14, I would go with my friends all the time, my family, to the PWS shows. You know, that was the closest and biggest, like, indie show around. And I would go, you know, meet wrestlers, and, you know, I'd see guys like the Heavenly Bodies and Anthony Bowens, which I'll get to that. I hated Anthony Bowens as a kid.
Oh, I can't wait to talk more about Anthony Bowens.
Going to the shows.
Have you ever, JJ Virgil, have you ever in your life heard Christian mention Anthony Bowens?
Not until we started training, though.
No. Yeah, it was a joke because every other word out of his mouth is Anthony Bowens.
Shut up. But one day, I think it was back in December of 2014, Pat did an open house. I went with my friend Tyler because we were planning on, you know, actually doing it for real instead of wrestling in our backyard. So we went. And, you know, after watching and listening and stuff, Pat answered questions individually. And I
was I training at the day? Was I training that day?
I don't remember exactly who was there.
So my wrestling skills and prowess aren't the reason you signed up?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, go on.
But, no, I went up to Pat and, you know, I would go up to him all the time at the shows. And, you know, he remembered me and he just told me if I can get a parent to sign a waiver, he'll let me train. And at the time, I was 15 still. Then I got hurt in high school wrestling. Then I recovered. And then in May, my grandfather took me to another open house. And that day, he signed me up.
All right. And then how did you take – what was the biggest, I guess, misconception you had going into training to be a pro wrestler as opposed to your thoughts about what training was going to be? Because I remember you. You were like this little fucking ball of energy, annoying as sin, just constantly wanting to do everything. Like, while a lot of people, myself included, were like, hey, you got to do these drills. That's going to blow you up. They're like, who's in? And I'm like stepping behind, you know, Beefcake because nobody could see me behind him. This Christian's jumping up on the apron. I'll do it. Like, what the fuck?
Man, I don't know, man. I guess, you know, when I was a baby, you know, it's all I watched from my father. And then when I was two, my dad left for the military. So for 11 years without my dad, wrestling was all I had.
What's your most fondest memory of being one?
Being one?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know a thing. I mean, I remember my dad just not being around when I was like two or three, but that was pretty much it. But yeah, like wrestling was all I had, like, as like my biggest memory with my father. So to get that opportunity to wrestle, because this is all for him, I was just excited.
Andy, you want to get pissed off? Go for it.
Get pissed.
What is your earliest memory of wrestling?
Fuck. I guess Rock's last match at WrestleMania 20. If I can truly remember anything.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm what year there. Was 20?
20 was...
2004.
Jeez. There you go, 2004. Wow. See, I can't do years since I was like, that was
my first was, I was just telling Johnny, that was WrestleMania 8.
I don't remember what my first memory is, because...
Me neither. Mine was probably 2003.
Shut up. Fucking hate your guts.
Whatever. At least I'm not 2004.
Or maybe 2001. That's why I really got heavy into pot.
We're on pot.
Well, 2001, it was.
I don't remember anything after that.
I think it was still mainstream over it. Was Stone Cold still around when?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, Stone Cold. So you were good then?
Yeah.
I fucking hate you. So PWS was where you had your first... professional match?
Yes. May 23rd, 2015, Rahway Rec Center. I believe it was called Double Trouble Rumble.
What happened?
We were the second match. I was in there with you. Right. And I remember you telling me specifically that you were going to come up to me. You wanted me to slap you. And Valerio and Nick would be behind you to jump me. And I slapped you as hard as I could. You turned around. No one was there.
Nobody was
there. And I got my ass kicked. Beat you up for a quick second, and then I got thrown out by the Revolting Blob.
How did you get thrown out?
He lifted me. I had him like in a bulldog position, and he lifted me up and tossed me right out.
Yep, like a little piece of trash, just picked you up and dumped you.
No. Tossed right out.
Right in.
One and done.
What kind of ring gear did you have?
Oh, man, I didn't even have ring gear. I actually remember. I walked in with orange shorts, basketball shorts, and a PWS t-shirt with the sleeves cut off. And everybody looked at me and immediately told me to stop putting on what I was putting on. Anthony Bowens tried to call his mother to get me tights that were probably not going to fit me. And then Hash, Habib, comes up to me with red bikers and then purple shorts. I put the red bikers on and I was like, oh, this isn't bad. And then I put the shorts on. I was like, oh, this is a little big. And then I asked him for his opinion. He told me the shorts. Gave me his kick pads that didn't fit. And that's what I went out with.
Believe it or not, he was smaller than this.
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah. He's
I was a lot smaller.
What were you, like 75 pounds?
Holding a brick. Soaking wet.
I was about 106 pounds, I think, at the time.
Jesus Christ.
And that's for real. Like, he's a fucking 15-year-old kid.
And now I'm 130.
Now he's
15 at that point?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, good for you, man.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Did you have another match at PWS or no?
No, I did create a pro. Well, I did.
That's right. The thing with the thing. I was there.
Yeah, you recorded that match. It was a triple threat. It was me, Ryan Tweeden, and Eddie Franken. And then later on, it was like an 8-man tag. It was a kid's birthday party.
That's right. I managed Joel Bronson and
yes, and Val.
No. It was Val me. Was it was Bronson. No, it was. It was against Max.
Max was babyface.
Yeah. Fucking weird. I'm the only person in the world that can make Max a baby face.
And then, but I did do one more for PWS. It was at the Taco Fest. They did Brooklyn that day. And they sent, like, the rookies and guys, and it was Gibbs, me, Beefcake. I think Val was there.
I was so mad. I was so pissed.
You were there.
I was so pissed.
Yeah.
Taz was in Brooklyn that day.
Yep, that's right.
And I was in East Bumblefuck fucking Taco Fest. We were in Augusta,
New Jersey.
They don't have fucking electricity, internet, nothing. Running water.
Remember it rained?
Yeah.
It started raining. I was supposed to wrestle Val one-on-one, and we were so excited, and we were going to do the Roman Reigns like comeback and shit. I still remember. And then it started raining, and we didn't get to do that.
I drove home so fucking angry and just soaking wet. I fucking hate it.
Didn't I go with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking, I think you still owe me money from that.
Oh, man.
Cocksucker. So what happened? Fuck it. Let's talk about it. Go ahead. Just go.
Talk about
your exit. I heard you on the Shining Wizards podcast a few weeks ago, and it was, mentioned that you were with the company previously, and you parted ways.
Yes.
Bullshit. So what happened? What had happened was, and here's where you talk. What's in the past is in the past. Yep, it happened.
Yep, yeah.
Water under the bridge.
Water under the bridge. All right. So SWF did a show, and I was on it. A couple of the PWS guys were on it as well. I did a triple threat with Mike Dell, Eddie Franken, and I won. During that match, Dan Moff came out and it was kind of like my manager. and he like hyped the crowd and got them behind me. After I won, I got attacked by Dylan Stiffwood and Mike.
Is that the match where Moff slapped the shit out of Ace? I think he slapped the shit out of him. He knocked the dentures right out of his mouth.
No, I don't remember that. I remember they were beating me up, and then Moff slid into the ring. They hopped out, and then Moff put me on his shoulders. You know, kind of gave me what everybody was calling a WrestleMania moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on that night, it was supposed to be just Craig Steele versus Moff, and instead they switched it and turned it into a 6-man tag, where Moff went out to face Craig. Craig would then get attacked by Mike Dell and Franken. And then what happened was me and Craven Varro ran out to save Moff, and we did like a on-the-fly 6-man tag.
Did the promoter even know about all this?
I don't know if Rob knew. But yeah, then that happened, and then I believe there was a show the next day.
What happened at the end of that match?
Oh, they picked me up, same thing. You know, my brothers got in the ring, all that. So anyway, after that show was over, I believe there was like a bachelor party thing that they were doing the following day. And I think I was supposed to go, but I had no ride there.
Yep. I think it was a summer camp thing.
No. I was there.
Oh, yeah.
That's another PWS thing I did. But it was like a bachelor party thing. And it was in North Jersey. I didn't have a car, obviously. I was 15 years old. I didn't even have my permit yet.
Right. And your big wheels were flat tired or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there was a flat tire and a big wheel?
Yeah.
Oh, unfortunately.
Power wheels, king of the road.
But I remember Patrick, rest his soul, he passed away. He was trained at PWS at the time. I remember him calling me and saying, "Hey, man, where are you?" And I was like, I can't find a ride. And then finally, when I got a ride, I was told not to go. Then, I said, okay. And then the following day, I walked into training. That day, I had to do my payment, my $200 a month to continue training. And I walked in, and everybody looked at me, kind of had like a weird vibe, and then I got changed, and then I went over to Mo, gave him the check, and as I gave him the check, Pat walked over and took the check, brought me outside, and then just told me he couldn't train me anymore. So, and after that, I,
seemed to kind of be a blessing in disguise, because after that, you kind of went off on your own. And pretty much where Kid Christian just started doing what Kid Christian had to do, and you pretty much were getting noticed rather quickly.
Yeah.
One of the things I always yelled at you for was having a giant ego and a big head.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think too much too soon? Like, now that you're older and a little bit more mature, I would say that, because if you weren't, I would certainly tell you.
Yeah.
How does KC look at Kid Christian back then?
I just think that I was just an excited kid.
Do you think PWS was wrong for what they did? Maybe they could have done it better, but...
I mean, I was young. I don't feel like I should have got kicked out. It hurt me. I mean, you were there that day. I walked out in the parking lot crying, bawling.
Mm-hmm.
You brought me home.
And I was late like usual, so I missed the whole thing.
Was it wrong? I don't want to say it was wrong, but I mean, they said that they talked to me. From what I remember, I don't really remember being talked to. But I just think of myself when I was younger, Kid Christian. I was just a kid with a dream that wanted to make it. And, getting these matches against guys like Leo Rush at the time and Sean Maluda, guys that are on TV, it was very exciting for me.
Were you ready for that?
I remember I asked for Leo Rush. I asked specifically for him.
Were you ready for Leo Rush?
At the time, I felt like I was. From watching it over, I felt like if I wrestled him now, it would be a completely different match. Completely. Because I remember I was... Nah, I'm not even going to get into that. But, I feel like me now, wrestling Leo would be a completely different match. It'd be way better.
All right, so fill in the gap here. PWS, out on your own. Now we're here. Give me some highlights and maybe things that you wouldn't change for the world, and things that an older Christian might go back and change slightly, in your short 3 year?
I think being at PWS, I should have been a lot more quiet, mm-hmm. more mouth closed, eyes open, ears open.
Do you think if you stayed there, you would be where you are now?
I don't know. I honestly don't think so.
Neither do I.
I don't think so.
I think you had to go out and do what you had to do.
I just, because I remember at the time, PWS was really about gimmicks and stuff. And I remember they were trying to give me one. I remember one was like a break dancer, but I couldn't dance. And then one was, I still remember, it was like something like a, like it wasn't actually going to be like this, but it was like, for example, it was like a pedophile thing where I'd have a pedophile follow me around. I remember that.
Wow.
I think Eric Plessa told me that one.
Wow.
They were going to do it with Patrick. Do you remember Patrick?
Yeah.
He was going to be the pedophile, I think. But anyway, but I don't, I'm not sure if that was a joke or not. But
I'm
anyway.
Not sure if I knew this and just put it out of my memory. Or
I don't remember if it was a joke or not.
Jesus.
But that was, I definitely think that was Eric Plessa. I do not remember Pat ever coming up to me.
It's all right. I was supposed to be Andrew Dice Clay.
But what were we just talking about again?
I
completely just threw myself off.
After PWS, so you CZW, where do you think Kid Christian made his mark? Like, because you have a lot of fans and following. Where did you, do you think just driving all over to win the towns? Are you paying your dues? Do you think you're paying your dues?
I think.
When you go to a show in Rhode Island, do you help break down and set up?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where are all your fans coming from? Like what promotion do you think helped you the most to make you?
And I'm not even going to deny it. It's SWF. Even though I'm not there anymore, it's them. Definitely. Them and, you know, I'm Grimm's Toy Show. I got a lot of fans and viewership out of that.
Yeah, but none of those kids can read or write, so.
I know.
It's a weird.
Are you talking about Philly again?
No, we're not talking about Philly.
Sorry.
It's Grimm's from South Jersey, so he might as well.
Close
be.
Enough.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm from North Jersey.
That's Christian, Grimm's not Grimm.
Oh, Grimm.
Yeah,
oh,
Grimm's
sorry.
Looks like you sorry. With a, he's, you know.
Oh, man.
He's just, yeah.
Yikes. Oh, good, handsome.
Yeah, fat, handsome, you
fat,
know.
Handsome guy.
What do you want to still do in your, like, what do you want to do? Like, what are your goals and aspirations?
Definitely want to travel outside of the country.
Like where do you want to go?
Mexico, Germany, England, Japan, Canada. I want to wrestle the top guys. I mean,
who?
Some of them I'm not ready for right now. I mean, at the time it was Ricochet, 100%.
All right,
but now
he's out.
Signed. I want to wrestle Cody. I would like to wrestle Marty Scurll. I would definitely like to wrestle Matt Sydal. If we're going to talk indie guys besides them, I have Ace Romero on my list, which a lot of people are like, wow. But I don't know. I think I'd be able to have a really good story match with him.
Talk about your match that is already booked for March, the match that you've been waiting for a long
3 years.
While. Yeah.
Yeah. Me versus Anthony. Yeah, that's definitely... That's the match that means the most to me so far in 2018. For 3 years, I've been waiting to wrestle this guy. You know, when I departed ways with PWS, he was the guy besides you, obviously, that called me every day and was there for me every day. You know, that guided me on the right path and pretty much helped me become the guy I am right now. So, you know, I really thank Anthony for everything. And, you know, to wrestle him, which is like pretty much wrestling my mentor, means everything.
When is that? When and where?
March 9th, Union, New Jersey, WrestlePro.
All right. I got two questions for you.
So,
the word veteran on the indies has been thrown down a lot. It's kind of making me annoyed. You're younger. You're 3 years in. If you are still an indie wrestler where you are right now in 10 years, would you consider your career successful? Would you consider yourself a veteran? What do you consider a veteran? Somebody that's been around for a long time?
I feel
like, or somebody that's been successful
yes.
for a long time?
I feel like a guy that has done it all. and has been successful.
What does that mean?
WWE, Japan.
So a lifetime indie wrestler. Is he a veteran?
I don't want to say he's not. I don't want to say they're not veterans, but I really don't know how to put that into words. I don't know.
Hey, never late for dinner.
Yeah, what's up?
If a minor league baseball player plays in AAA for 15 seasons.
Okay, that's a good way to put it.
Is he a veteran of the game?
No.
Why?
I never made it to the bigs.
I disagree. Any time in it would you make you would be a veteran. 15 years? You
was that a fucking sentence? What the fuck was that?
I think something.
Can somebody translate that shit?
Yeah, they're a veteran. 15 years in? Yeah, veteran.
Even if you're
whatever,
in this.
You're still there. What about if you're a coach for 15 years and then you are you a veteran coach for 15 years in the minors?
Have you had you have any major league experience?
Does it matter?
I suppose,
I'm asking you.
I suppose paid, you're a veteran, so you're veteran in the
veteran
minors.
In your job.
Okay, so does being paid for a job make you professional enough to put in the time to be a veteran?
Yeah. Yes.
Are there good good veterans and bad veterans?
Yeah.
Is a veteran
yeah, of course.
Is a veteran somebody?
One could be a prick. One could be a good guy.
But I'm saying like.
Yeah, a bad veteran is one that never makes it to the pros.
There you go.
Damn, 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 damn.
What?
Is that harsh?
Is that too much?
No.
I don't even know. Are we making fun of somebody that I don't even know?
No, I'm just. No, we're not. I'm not taking shots at anybody. I'm literally legit asking a question. Like, and don't worry. Let the light of the bridges you burn lead the way. Put that on a t-shirt.
Nah, don't burn bridges.
Put that on a shirt.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Tell my gimmick guy.
Do you know who Evolution is?
Triple H, Ric Flair, Batista, and Randy Orton.
Okay, thank God.
I was around for that.
Okay. So I've had one gimmick question that I've been asking to all my guests.
Okay.
And you don't know it because you don't listen to the show.
Okay.
Put together your own personal indie evolution stable, including yourself, putting yourself in one of the roles. Do we have to go over what the roles are?
I'll be Randy Orton.
Why?
Because I guess people say I'm cocky and arrogant at points, so I'll be Randy Orton.
I mean, you could have put yourself over a little bit, said you're like the future of wrestling.
Yeah, future too. Yeah.
Right. You're teaching him. He's learning.
All of a sudden, he's like being humble.
Yeah.
Shut up.
He's being humble about being egotistical.
Yeah.
I can't wait for your fucking heel turn.
It's going to happen this
year. I haven't managed you yet.
No.
Like, can I come out of retirement and manage a heel Christian?
You told me you were doing that this year.
Like, can that be a thing?
I mean,
do you have any pull with any promoters? Like, can that be a thing? For my birthday, I want to manage a heel Christian.
Okay.
All right?
Make
that happen.
I have a booking in Ohio if you want to come.
I'm not going to fucking Ohio.
May 5th, too. It's the day before your birthday.
No shit. Is that a weekend?
It is. Saturday.
No shit.
Yeah. I don't really have a set thing going on with me there, so.
How you getting there?
I'm driving.
Yeah, maybe I'll fucking go with you.
Jeremy Hill, dude.
What?
Jeremy Hill.
Who's Jeremy Hill?
Turn me heel.
Turn me heel.
Jesus Christ.
Turn me heel.
Does John know heel?
Yeah, John knows heel. John knows heel.
Heel's the good one.
Motherfucker.
John doesn't know heel.
Oh, God.
No, heel's a bad one.
If I'm a heel.
Yeah, heel's a bad one. The other thing is.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Fuck, man.
Come on.
What do I have? What is my.
Ooh.
Face.
What kind of face?
What do I have?
Baby face.
Yeah.
Baby face.
All right.
Nailed it. I nailed it, guys.
High
I got
five.
That on
brother.
My own.
I didn't guess. All right. So you're Randy Orton, you egotistical maniac.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who am I choose as my Triple H?
So Triple H will be your current star hash leader. I didn't mean to say hash. I mean to say slash.
I'm going to go with Cody.
Cody.
Triple H.
I so far I'm feeling what you're putting down.
All right, Ric Flair. What is
Ric Flair is your veteran, your successful veteran who right. You would go to your player coach, your guy who's been around, had success, but can still kind of go, that you respect, that you look up to?
Yeah. Damn off. I'm going to go right. Damn off.
You're not the first.
And then
you need your Batista. Your muscle. Your fucking... Your Mataraja. That's not the right thing, but it sounds good. Like it would go Batista. There, right? You're like, yeah. Your itinerary.
Muscle.
You're, not your itinerary. You're
Muscle. I guess I'm going to have to go with Anthony Bones.
Yeah, that's probably a good choice. All right. And if Evolution had a manager, who would be the greatest?
Oh, Gino Gonzalez.
Diary. I'm just trying to put myself over a little bit. Do we have time for the other thing, or do you want me to go home here?
You got a little time.
All right, we got a little time. A little bit.
Is it the thing you texted me earlier?
It is the thing I texted you earlier. All right. So right now we're going to go to all of the questions that our fans had for Christian.
Oh, God.
And we're done. All right. Valerio had more questions than Christian. I know nobody... knows that.
And I gave you the opportunity here. Why, I crashed the recording. Yep, and people had the chance to ask some questions and nothing.
And nothing. Yeah, nothing. I do have.
Nobody really gives a shit about you.
No, nobody.
Gives a fuck. Fuck me, right?
Let's see. Question number one. Oh, here's.
So
one.
There are questions. There are. You liar.
Sherry, when is he coming home? What is that sweat?
I don't live with my brother anymore.
Where do you live?
I live with my uncle now.
Oh. We'll talk about that later. here's somebody that we all know and don't love. Cost me money, Mike Serrano.
Yeah.
Who?
My man. A buddy of ours.
Nobody.
Okay. Another Dominican Italian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely everywhere. One of your cousins. Perfect. Oh, my God, perfect. He definitely is.
Yeah. Might be.
Wow.
Oh, God.
His last name's Navarro, too.
Oh, he's in between.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey, cuz. All right. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This fuckhead in his Facebook. He really needs to go back to work. Mike Serrano, here we go. We'll give this to Yandy. Was that really a catch? And why did Malcolm Butler not play?
That's a question for Mike Serrano to ask. Butler, I heard that he was dealing with hookers.
I heard hookers, pot.
Hookers and pot. Everything. But then he came out and said nothing. Like nothing happened.
He was the one that was balling like a baby.
And he only played special teams. What was the other question? Was it a catch? Yeah, it was a catch.
It was definitely a catch.
Yeah.
Here we go. Why are Philadelphia people such pieces of shit? At least the Philadelphia fans. Anybody?
Christian, you want to take that one?
They're disgusting. They're dirty.
They're disgusting, dirty individuals.
They eat horse shit.
That might be one of the reasons. Or the cheesesteaks.
Yeah, the cheesesteak horse shit.
The cheesesteaks that are just rotting their brains. Yeah, the whiz.
All right, Johnny Bacala.
That's a good answer.
Johnny who?
Both.
Is Todd Frazier really the answer?
No, he's not the answer.
The Todd father.
It helps.
Is he just mediocre enough to shut us up for the offseason?
It's another piece.
That's right. Are we doing
I heard, by the way, before that he was even going to get signed. I work with somebody who's very, very good friends.
Oh, here he goes. His fucking 6 degrees of Todd Frazier.
Yeah. Go ahead. I know Todd Frazier. He doesn't know me, though.
Yeah, no. No, I'm not.
But, no, with the Mets need one more guy, I think.
All right.
That would be Luke Roy.
Luke Roy. Isn't that a soda?
If Luke Roy is a Met, I will lift my boycott and watch the Met games this year.
Oh.
Watch. I'm still not going.
You're going to mush the Mets right now.
He's a big, already giant mush. So. Yandy.
No, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Is Vince going to disappear if the XFL fails again?
No way. Vince is never going anywhere.
No. Never. And it's not going to fail again.
He has a. Well, what about if WWE sells?
Don't talk stupid like that.
You don't think ever?
Whoa.
No.
Never, huh? Oh,
not as long as the old man's alive. And even after he's gone, he's still going to be here because he is, in fact, God.
Will you end your life when that guy dies or sells to WWE?
It's not going to happen.
Are you going to consider it?
Yes.
All right. That's all I want to know. That was my Facebook question to you.
When am I going to get an invite for the fucking show? I'm ready for the big time. Nobody knows who you are
or
care. Is it still Mike? Nobody knows who you are. Nobody cares who you are. Your family wouldn't listen to this. And you have nothing important to contribute to society. You might as well move to Philadelphia.
Wow. That's like hurtful. That's like not, that's worse than death or rape.
Leave your daughter, though.
Oh, yeah, leave your kid.
Yeah, leave the kids. Leave the
Ooh, good one. Just,
yeah. Your kids, like both kids.
Mike's my bae.
Fuck Mike.
Fuck Mike.
Fuck Dominic, Mike. That Dominican Italian.
My middle name is Mike.
So Mike Malero's first name is Mike. What WCW wrestlers would you like to see in the WWE Hall of Fame?
I could take this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Bet you he's gonna the guy that's already in.
100%.
So Sting's
he's
in
already,
there.
Yeah, he's already
in. It's the only guy I know. I nailed it. I nailed it, though. That was good. Thank you. Thank
Gandhi.
You.
Yeah, the one. Come back to me. Well, Goldberg's going in, so
right.
I guess I would,
so
say,
pick somebody
I would have
different.
To say Goldberg that's not in for WCW.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite WCW star
is... Eddie
is...
Guerrero in?
Yeah.
Eddie Guerrero was in the whole
thing? Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
he died.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After he died? Yeah. I don't fucking know, man. Come back to me. Come back to me. I'll think.
KC?
Oh, I'm back. Me. Disco Inferno. Disco Inferno deserves to be in.
I mean, I guess if he's the Coco Beware of WCW, right? All right.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why or not? Alex Wright.
Who?
Alex Wright. Who? Who's the other guy? The Glacier guy.
The Glacier? Oh, Glacier?
Glacier.
The third. But how about you, tough guy?
I mean, he's still working, but I would have said Ray.
Ray what?
Ray Mysterio.
Ray Mysterio. Who's the most famous person you ever got in the ring with? That's not Leo Rush.
That worked on TV?
Yeah. Like, that team, who's the most famous person you worked with that John might know who he is?
Tito Santana, Snitsky.
You know Tina Santana is?
Keep going.
No? Oh,
man. Shit.
Snitsky.
Does he know Todd Frazier?
What about Cully?
I wasn't in the ring with him, but I was on the show with him.
Nobody?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. See, your career is a failure so far.
Yeah.
Who would you?
My favorite WCW superstar is already in the Hall of Fame, Stone Cold Steve Austin. You know, because he was the leader of the Alliance and all that.
Okay.
Shane McMahon, probably the greatest owner in WCW history. I know who. Vince Russo. Vince Russo.
I could see that.
Yeah, the greatest head writer in WCW history, bro.
Would you go Jeff Jarrett?
No, I wouldn't.
No?
Mm-mm.
Would you do him for WWE?
Mm-mm, wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Hello. Grizzly Ridgewood. You know Grizzly. He was at the show. He's that little munchkin looking fucking. Grizzly Ridgewood is from Philadelphia.
Uh-oh. We're answering this question. Could he text out? Could he send us a message?
He wants to talk.
They have service over there?
Talk about the Super Bowl champion Eagles and how they outplayed the Patriots.
You mean how the NFL let them?
Middle finger emoji. Can we close the show? Can we do what we did that got me in trouble the first time? But I'll tell them. Can I call Grizzly?
Is that what you want to do?
Can we? Yeah. Can we close the show, babe? We're
running out of time.
Can I have 2 minutes? Well, I'll hang up on him. Like, get some sort of Philadelphia. Like,
why do we want that?
Because I don't.
That's just garbage.
I know, but like it'll be
here. I'll put Oscar the Grouch on here. He's living garbage.
No, he's Christian. Do you have anything else to? Do you have anything to plug or something? Pretend you're on like a professional show. We didn't even do the thing I wanted to do though.
Yeah, I was actually excited for that.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll do it on our spare time.
We'll just
do it on our spare time.
All right. Top three songs. That, what?
No, go ahead. Because I know. Go ahead.
Top three songs that aren't theme songs that could be theme songs for wrestlers. You go first.
can I pass?
No, you
wrestlers
can't.
I just put him on the forever. Spot.
Yeah,
what do you
yeah,
mean put him on the spot? I texted him at 2 o'clock in the morning today, and I gave him all day.
Actually, as a matter of fact,
wrestlers
no, you did not.
Now, like a song now? That's yeah, like wrestlers now?
Yeah,
wrestlers
like
of history?
Whatever you want to do. Free reign. No rules, no holds barred.
I'm going to, I'll play my songs.
Okay.
I got 3.
Okay.
All right, I don't know who
the guy who doesn't know wrestling.
Right, but he's
is
got,
the only guy that did this.
Yeah, yeah, I like music. Oh wait, I think I gotta put the what do you call it on
man,
track?
I forgot to.
I'm gonna pause it real quick. It's like we never left. Hold on.
And we're back.
All right, so
hello.
The song I'm choosing. This is gonna be. This would be one of them.
Fucking awesome! That is fucking awesome.
Virgil, do you know this?
You got no headphones.
Ready for war, Joe, how you wanna blow they spot? I know these dirty cops that'll get us in if we murder some wop. Hop in your Hummer, the Punisher's ready. Meet me and Beatles with dudes, with dudes, with
dudes. While they slurping spaghetti. Everybody kiss the fucking floor, Joey crack, fuck them all. If they move noodles, shoot that fucking
chicken nuggets, chicken nuggets.
Dead in the middle of little Italy, little do we know that we riddle some middleman who didn't do diddly.
So who would you use that for?
Who would I use that for?
Yeah, who would you use that for?
Bro, definitely Alexa Bliss.
It would have to. Is there any big?
I would say Mark Henry if he was still working.
No, it's got to be like a ghetto Spanish
Roman
like,
Reigns,
like Moff. Would
no,
be
first off, yeah, you got to yeah. think who John knows.
Wait, so did you have like, somebody in mind for that?
No,
no. You're giving him too much credit.
I want this song to be an entrance song.
No, it can be
I just
you
feel
want.
Like it's a solid entrance
hit up,
song.
Hit up Virgil with the mic here.
How about? I mean,
would you actually go like Judas with Jericho with Fozzy? It was a good entrance. It's a good entrance song for Jericho to use instead of Break the Walls Down or whatever the fuck. Yeah,
Jericho's
it is.
Got one of the best though.
Jericho's the best ever, hands down.
For that song, I probably would have went with like Hernandez maybe.
All right, I can That's see right. that.
Okay,
Hernandez is a big Spanish dude. John, so.
All right, big pun. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Another one I have. This is a classic rock band. All right. I don't know if you heard of these guys, Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Yeah.
Who?
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 Who? This sounds like.
No, you can see Elias coming out to this.
Yeah, that's a good call, Elias.
This
is Zeppelin?
Yeah.
I thought most of this shit was like depressing.
No, dude. Not Zeppelin. They rock, dude.
Is that Pink Floyd I'm thinking about?
Yeah, you're thinking of Pink Floyd.
Wait, I'm sorry.
There was that and then one other one, which I went more modern rock.
I like this better, where John's like, this could
look,
be a good wrestling
look, he's
song.
He's into it all
I'm
of a
into
sudden.
This,
we're going to do a whole podcast on music for John.
Yeah.
This song.
Maybe
I like
this
one.
Song. I don't know if this starts too slow. Too slow to build up.
Well, what kind of person are you picturing? Here when you're not in the mic. Pretend like you're visiting your uncle. He's got to pick
Baron
up the
Corbin?
Baron Corbin, yeah. No, but Virgil, pretend like you're visiting your uncle in prison and he's got to pick up the phone in order for you to hear him. Take the mic and that's all we can hear. I don't
hear
you. Oh, okay. He walks slow.
No, Alistair Black.
Alistair Black.
Oh. Babyface Corbin.
All right, give me the fucking plug
that's,
now.
That's my 3.
Give
right
me the plug.
There.
Give me the plug.
Thank
give
you.
I plug.
Thought that was a solid 3. Right, appreciate everybody. Good. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Hello. We're coming to you next.
Like a doodle doo.
Like to play? Or can I just say it?
Can I just say it? I guess so. All right, so here's my first one. Where'd it go? I lost it.
Lost it.
Oh. Wait. Where'd
like your career.
I found it. All right.
First one.
Salte, Gloom, si no estás bailando con ella, salte. Si no estás peleando con ella, salte. Medio millón de copias obligadas. Si no estás bailando con ella, salte. Es tu victoria, es más flow.
Salte,
racata,
I could see like a really hot girl come out to this.
Yeah, what's her name? That's with what's his face?
Oh, with the NXT champion.
Yeah.
Her, yeah.
My first one. All right, that's
a good one. That's a good one.
All right.
I like that.
I'm gonna go a little more. Love it. A little more. Today's ish. All right. Day work.
Biggest boss, and I've been a trillis. I'm a bigger problem when I click with Sprillis. Murder on my mind. It's time to pray to God.
Big
my revolver's not religious. The revolution's born. You wanna know
by
my
himself?
Name? To go and tell us all.
Yeah. In like a pimp suit. Yeah, with like, I can see Big E in like a white pinstripe suit.
Is that like golf hat kind of?
Yeah.
I like that. It's a good one.
Yeah, he's a little shit. Yeah.
Come out with the girls. I like that.
You know who else I like for this one? You're going to call me weird. Bobby Wayward, I think, would be like a nice little change for him. I don't know. I just think it would be. I got my last one here. That's it. This one is it's hype music. It's hype music. This one is hype music.
It's Raining Men.
Wow.
I love that song.
Velveteen Dream.
Go ahead, internet, hate me because I hate him.
Damn. Do you hate his persona?
I hate him, period.
You don't like his matches?
Attention, please. This shit here feels like a whole entire world collapsed.
This is Busta Rhymes, WrestleMania. This is ECW. Out of your chair, throwing your kid out the window.
Undertaker. American Badass.
Now, you know what this is? This is like Kofi Kingston heel turns, but managing like a new black athlete type, like. Alright, so you can't heal Kofi? No, you can't. Hollow doesn't work. If JC Jordan was black, he might work, but he's not. Free Profits. Okay, alright. Verge. This gets back to a Facebook argument I had like months ago. The dude with the hands and the preaching with the Muslim thing and
you're talking about Alistair Black?
No.
Wait. I know exactly
who you're Shy-hands.
Yeah.
He was bitching and moaning that the Street Profits are stereotypical, prejudiced, racist, all that bullshit. I'd say they're just black dudes having fun.
That's exactly how I see them.
That's exactly
like,
how
they act how I act now. Like
goddamn like, stereo. There's nothing I hate more than just a typical stereotype person.
Right.
Just rough.
I don't know
my...
any. Whoa. On no. this show.
Did you hear about the thing with David Starr and what's his name?
I fucking hate your guts. I do.
What?
I literally did an interview with Mephias Glass the week after that happened and talked about the entire thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. We actually put you over in that too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, I remember.
I'm gonna have to listen to it now.
I remember.
Maybe if you watch the show, you'd know.
Do you remember? Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have taken you at all.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen to his show. Yeah, dick.
Black mascot.
Black man. Oh, Ember Moon. There's our thing. It's Kofi, the Prophets. We're gonna change that whole bullshit though, because that is ridiculous.
So what is this? The Black Evolution?
Wrap it up.
It's the New Nation.
Of domination.
Of domination. Do you have any songs?
I have it up. Let's choose your songs. You got none?
Got none.
I got really none.
Zero.
Literally none.
Nada.
Well, I did my homework.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I thought
I was at work.
Solid.
Then I went to the gym.
What do you do? What work? What do you do? What do you
I work
do? What do you
at
do
my
for
grandfather's
work?
Used car lot right now.
So what did you do all day?
I worked.
Did you sell any cars?
No.
Did you sweep any floors? Yeah. What do you do there?
I pick up cars, drop them off. Answer the phone. Hang
up. Oh, do
the
these
phone.
Cars not have radios?
Yeah.
So you basically had no access to music all day.
Oh wow, used car with 0 miles. Huh.
So actually,
yeah, you guys do that
on the way here. You must have had your radio on mute, and you guys just talked the whole time.
Yeah.
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 Do you have a garage where you're living?
Yeah.
Millennials don't listen to the radio in the car anymore. They put headphones in.
We use the aux cord, brother.
The aux cord.
Or Bluetooth.
Yeah, really.
No, you guys wear headphones when you drive.
I don't. Never. Uh-uh.
Very annoying.
Never, 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 never.
I've seen it.
I have a question.
Those are the idiots.
I've seen it.
Those are the stupid idiots.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. I had a question. What were we going to do? And I couldn't remember, but I wanted a call.
Last thing, because yeah, we're running
last
out of
Last thing.
You got like 30 seconds, brother.
Talk amongst yourselves.
The show.
Hello.
Here's a topic. SummerSlam 97. Talk amongst yourselves. Go ahead.
Welcome to the Hello Show.
Hello.
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 We can fill up the air with hello.
Hola.
Oh, this guy's doing hola. Hola.
What language is that?
Hi.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien. I don't even know.
All right. I'm calling him.
Hello.
We just killed all that.
What are you going to say when he gets on the phone? Are you going to say
hello?
Hello.
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 Hello. Welcome to the Hello Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. See, he's ducking me. He's ducking me. He's afraid of me.
Hello.
He's afraid of me. He's ducking me.
We didn't even test out the phone if it works.
Knowing you, it doesn't.
He might not be able to hear us.
With you ending the call, you're going to erase this whole thing.
Yeah, and then it's going
to... This is Matt. Oh, no. Please leave a message and I will get back to you.
Please leave a message and I'll get back to you. How unprofessional.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So if I leave a message, maybe should I unplug it and leave a message?
Just leave a message.
Grizzly Redwood, leaving a voice message on your phone. It's probably a stolen phone, so I'm surprised you had your voice on there. Calling you, you're live on A Drink with Gino. This is probably the most exposure you'll ever get in your life because I'm the biggest celebrity you've ever met in your entire life. You've never been in the ring with anybody of any substance probably in your life. I don't think so. Too bad you missed your chance to defend the great people of Philadelphia, but you're running out of time. I ended the call. All
right, cool.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, man.
Christian,
plugs, man.
Plug your shit.
Twitter, at Casey Russells. Instagram, the same thing. Snapchat, the same thing. Facebook, Casey Navarro, ProWrestlingTees.com/ That Kid Casey. Get some merch.
KC.
And
is your favorite restaurant KFC?
You know, fans used to chant that when I'd go in the ring.
That's stupid.
Do you wear like a Kansas City Royals hat?
No, but actually I've been planning on doing that. My gear actually looked like the KFC logo for a while. I was repping red, silver, and white for a while.
Change it up. Get the blue KC hat.
Blue KC hat?
And have the one with the in gold, too.
Yeah.
It's nice.
That would be cool.
The logo is gold.
The Royals.
Gold, yeah. The Royals, yeah.
Fuck the Royals.
I would never do the Chiefs.
Yeah, fuck the Royals.
What's wrong with the Chiefs?
I don't like them.
Racist against Native Americans? You heard it here first.
Hello.
You heard it here first.
Hello. Now this is the goodbye show. Goodbye.
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 No, we're not. We're not.
Oh no, we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. Thank you to my. I guess you're a guest. You're not a guest. You're like a reoccurring nightmare. Yoandi.
Thank you. Thank
Yoandi.
You.
Yoandi. Thank you to my very special ed guest, KC Navarro.
Hi.
Bye. See me. Wait, I'm always on the show.
He's got something better.
Thank you to the best producer I've ever had. You're the only producer I've ever had.
Oh.
Okay. It was a great two shows.
The
best and the worst.
It was great two shows with everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you
great
for recording
you
twice.
Twice, yeah.
That was the getting to know you segment.
Getting
to know me.
You.
I like this one much better.
Yes.
We should.
I feel like I trashed Philadelphia a little bit more in the first one.
Yeah, you did. You gave it your all. Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather press conferences. They gave it their all the first two. The last two sucked.
Yeah. So I suck now? Is that what you're saying?
We're
not as strong as that.
You want to have like a Fuck Philly episode?
Every episode.
I feel like
the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we should actually rename this show.
Fuck Philly?
Yeah.
Fuck Philly. Gino.
Yeah.
Fuck
Philly,
and we'll do a clever like with PH.
PH.
Yeah, because you know that's what you do in
Philly.
Yeah, basically.
Because that's probably how they spell it.
That's a good point.
They
stupid.
Thank your bodyguard,
Virgil. Thank you for coming with me today.
Do you have any social media outlets?
Follow me on Twitter @TheRealJJAdams and on Instagram the same thing.
I have a question. Is there a fake JJ Adams?
Yeah.
There is a fan account. So does that count?
You have a fan account?
I do.
Somebody else has a fan account for you?
Yes.
Wow.
Set up a fan account for Bacala.
I have four.
I'm going to be the real Johnny Bacala.
Give the mic back to him.
Hold on. Right, Virgil. Four fan accounts? Back to Virgil.
I'm going to set my own up.
Back. Hey, all right.
I'm going to set my own fan account up.
It's amazing. Sapphire, how many professional wrestling matches have you had? How many matches has somebody booked you, paid you an envelope, and you got into the ring in front of a crowd?
I wasn't paid for it, but I had one indie match.
Where?
UWC.
What's that?
It's this show in Wrightstown.
Wrightstown? Where's Wrightstown?
It's a show with all grim guys.
Basically.
Isn't he a web celeb?
I guess so.
Web celeb.
You can say that.
He's a web celeb.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's the power of social media. This kid has a fan account before he's got a career.
That's awesome.
Unfucking believable. Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo. How old are you?
You just 17. Sound bitter.
17. You got 4 good years left, and then it's the odds are against you. Have you seen Boys in the Hood?
Then you gain weight, and you look like me.
Not yet.
You've not seen Boys in the Hood?
I have not yet.
I look like you.
I plan on watching it, but I've not seen it yet.
You should definitely. Black. You need to watch Boys in the Hood, or I think your hood card's going to get revoked pretty soon.
Yeah, I need that. I need that to survive.
Yeah. What?
He is legitimately a white guy trapped in a black guy's body. You have no idea.
He's not wrong. I will listen to NSYNC all day. All day. NSYNC, Backstreet, all day.
Back to NSYNC. I thought we were going to bring it up.
Knows every word of I Want It That Way. That is not even a joke.
Wow.
Who's your favorite rapper?
I Want It That Way. I think that's Backstreet Boys.
My favorite rapper?
Your favorite rapper.
That's
If it begins with little anything, I'm going to kick you in your teeth.
I've started listening to this new guy, Joyner Lucas. I've been starting to listen to. He's really good.
John? Okay. John?
I don't know.
Joyner?
No, he's actually one of the guys that don't rap like this.
Joyner Lucas.
Yeah, right. He actually speaks English.
All right, I'll give it
How about old school rap?
Old school rap. Gang, 90s gangster rap. The Godfathers. Who? Give me one. Biggie or Tupac?
Tupac.
Who's your favorite Tupac song?
Hail Mary. That's mine. That's my favorite one. Either Hail Mary or Hit 'Em Up.
I'm trying to figure out if it's a cop-out or if he actually knows it.
Well, tell him to sing a verse.
I mean,
give me the first line to Hit 'Em Up.
First off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim.
Thank you very much. This has been A Drink with Gino, the February Happy Black History Month edition.
Woo!
Kid Christian, no you're not. Casey Navarro,
bye.
Thank you. Yo Andy, Johnny Bacala, here from studios in Palermo, New Jersey. You're only as good as your last envelope, so keep your hustle going, baby. Keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules, little Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces, now be deceased. Little Kim, don't fuck around with real cheese. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets, so fuck peace. I'll let the niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the west side ride the night. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your caps peeled. You know, see, grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me but your pumps didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up. Check this out, you motherfuckers know what time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you. Get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the Mac and let me hit him in his back. Frank Wright needs to get spanked right for setting traps. Little accident murderers, and I ain't never heard of ya. Poisonous cats attack when I'm serving ya. Spank the shake, your whole style when I gank. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I'm smoking Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll put packages every hour. Hit them up. Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit them up. People, how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up off of me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you
self-made.